Good morning, everybody. Hi, Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Always fun to have Jeff Tuckman in. He comes in every month. Always has really cool stuff to give away and loves answering questions and all kinds of cool stuff. So we'll get him back in next month. It is Nick DiGilio here. Our phone number is 312-981-7200 for talk and text. We'll find out what's happening on Outside the Loop Radio in a little bit. We also have Straight Out of Context. That's when you listen to this radio station 24/7. And whenever anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context and it makes you sound dirty and giggle, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Nick D Show Spies, that's when you listen 24/7. And if I am mentioned or the show is mentioned in any capacity, again, jot down all the information, send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. And we've got You Big Dummy, which we'll be doing in a little bit. That's when we read all the true news stories of the week where people did really, really dumb stuff. And if you would like to read a dummy story on the air with us and be a part of the segment, it's really easy to do. Just find a link to a dummy story and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com with a note to Dan saying, I would really like to be on the show and read this story. And we'll set it all up. You'll record it. And you'll be on the air with us, and you'll also get yourself a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. So it's a win-win-win-win situation. You read the dummy story on the air, be a part of the show, and you get some Lou Malnati's. So find those dumb stories and send them to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay. So another death yesterday. You know, I'm getting tired of it. Like, it seems like every week two, three amazing people pass away. And it's grown really tiresome. Ronnie Corbett passed away. Now, I'm assuming that a lot of people, younger people, probably don't know who Ronnie Corbett is. Ronnie Corbett was on. He was a British comedian, and he was on a show called The Two Ronnies. And Ronnie Barker was the other Ronnie on the show, and it was Ronnie Barker and Ronnie Corbett, and they were hilarious, and the show was great. And he was just a really wonderful, really funny guy. He was tremendous. Now, do you guys, Dan, are you familiar with Ronnie Corbett at all?
I am not.
No. And Esmeralda, I'm assuming you don't know who Ronnie
Same.
Corbett is. The Two Ronnies was a show that was on. And again, you guys know, we've talked about this a million times. I'm a total Anglophile, especially when I was a kid. Anything that was British, you know, like Peter Cushing was my hero. I thought Roddy McDowall was the coolest dude ever. I mean, I loved everything. I loved British stuff. And so, I mean, obviously, Python was a major influence on my life, and any kind of comedy, you know, sensibility that I have was formed by watching a lot of British comedy. The Two Ronnies was a show that came on before Python, and it was on PBS. It was on Channel 11. It was on Sunday nights. Between that and Python and Dave Allen at Large and some of the other great British, you know, comedy shows that were shown on PBS in the 70s, I watched all of them, and I loved the Two Ronnies. British comedian Ronnie Corbett died. He was 85. He was surrounded by his family. The bespectacled comedian was best known as the smaller half of the hit television show The Two Ronnies, one of the most endearing partnerships of the 70s and 80s. See, Ronnie Barker was like a big dude, and Ronnie Corbett was very, very, very small. He was a very short dude, little guy with giant glasses and a fantastic grin. And in stature, he was very small, but in talent, he was massive. And the tributes flowed in from fellow entertainers. UK Prime Minister David Cameron said Corbett was a rare talent that could make all generations laugh. He'll be remembered as one of the all-time great comedians, he said on Twitter. Corbett's family asked for privacy at this very sad time. He was born in Edinburgh in 1930, the son of a baker. Corbett decided early on that he wanted to be an actor, and he moved to London and began a career on stage and the small screen in the early 50s. At just over 150 centimeters tall, can anybody do a metric conversion on that? I don't know what 150 centimeters is, but he looked like he was about 5 feet tall. Corbett initially played characters younger than his real age, and he joked about his size throughout his entire career with self-deprecating humor. During the 1960s, he appeared in cabarets at Winston's and Danny LaRue's nightclub in the Mayfair district of London. He was spotted by TV host David Frost, who asked him to appear on The Frost Report. The satirical sketch was Corbett's first breakthrough and introduced him to Ronnie Barker, with whom he formed the legendary double act, the Two Ronnies, and he became a household name.
4'9". 4 foot.
Okay. 4'9". He was 4'9". He was a very little dude. Very little dude. Broadcast on the BBC from 1971 to 1987, the Two Ronnies drew audiences up to 17 million viewers at its peak. The comedians performed sketches and musical numbers. Corbett would present a lengthy monologue in the middle of each show in which he took several minutes to tell a simple joke. That was always my favorite part of the Two Ronnies. Now, they did very funny sketch stuff. No question about it. They did really funny music. No question about it. But my favorite part of the show every single week was when it would just be Ronnie Corbett sitting in a chair, just looking directly into the camera, just one camera, just kind of sitting there and telling a story for like 8 minutes. And it was always my favorite part of the show, always. And a lot of those are available, you know, and it's essentially him telling a story, but it's really got, like, most of them had these really sort of, like, obvious and kind of corny punchlines. But he was just, that was my favorite part of every episode of The Two Ronnies, was when Ronnie Corbett would tell those stories. In the opening titles, it featured two sets of spectacles worn by its stars, and it regularly closed with one of the best-known catchphrases in British television: "It's good night from me, and it's good night from him." After the Two Ronnies ended, Corbett returned to TV screens in Sorry, a sitcom in which he played a downtrodden librarian in his 40s who lived at home with his domineering mother. And I saw episodes of that. They showed it on PBS years ago, and I know it's available online, and it's really, really great. It's great. 2005, Corbett briefly reunited with on screen with Barker for a series called The Two Ronnies Sketchbook, comprised of comedy sketches from their old series and some linking material. Barker died later that year in 2005 at the age of 76. So now both Ronnies are gone. Both Ronnies were awarded the OBE in 1978. Corbett was awarded the CBE in the Queen's New Year Honors List at the beginning of 2012. They remained friends forever for their entire lives. Tributes across the globe started to pour in when the news of Corbett's death. Ricky Gervais, who cast Corbett in an episode of his sitcom Extras in 2006, which is an hysterical episode. Absolutely hysterical. Ricky Gervais wrote, "Rest in peace, the lovely, funny legend, Ronnie Corbett. It was an absolute honor and joy to have known him." BBC Director General Tony Hall called Corbett quite simply one of the true greats of British comedy, and comedy actor John Cleese, who obviously is, you know, a legend from Python, said that Corbett had the best timing he had ever seen, describing him as a great, kind mentor and a wonderfully witty companion. Corbett leaves behind a wife and two daughters. So he was 85 years old, and it's just another one, you know, coming on the heels of so many other great people dying. You know, Patty Duke died this week, last week, Gary Shandling. 2016 has been a rough year so far for, you know, really talented artists, whether it be musicians or actors, actresses or comedians. So Ronnie Corbett passed away. And I don't know if you can ever catch the Two Ronnies. There's a lot of stuff online that you can see. They did a TV movie that was called The Picnic. It was the Two Ronnies, and it was called The Picnic. And I remember watching that and just being blown away by how funny it was. And it was so different than what they had done on their shows, because they did short sketches, and it was more like they did news parody. They would do the news as well, and they would do news parodies and stuff like that. But this was like this full on, you know, with a story arc, and it still had the vintage ridiculous visual gags and the kind of verbal comedy that they both did. They were great. So the Two Ronnies. Poor, it's really sad. Ronnie Corbett passed away at the age of 85. So anyway, yeah, you guys should check it out. Check out, you know, Esmeralda. If you do you like British comedy?
No, I love British comedy.
Yeah,
I think it's. I never really dove too far into it, just because I didn't have internet. You know, when I was younger, I didn't have that much internet.
Yeah.
So it was just Monty Python and Absolutely Fabulous. And
right.
All that kind of, because it was on TV.
Yeah.
So well, I never saw the Two Ronnies.
You know, the thing about it is that I grew up at a time, I grew up in a perfect storm for Americans getting exposed to British comedy.
Right.
In the 70s, it was amazing. You know, to be a fan of British comedy and to have PBS broadcast all of these. You know, it's just now you have to search for it, really.
Yeah, you really, yeah, because I've never seen the two Ronnies on Channel 11 or
no,
any
they,
other PBS station.
No, I mean, the two Ronnies ran on PBS, you know, through, I think they probably stopped running the two Ronnies in reruns in the 90s. I would say that they probably haven't run, you know, the two Ronnies, unless it's some sort of special event or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wouldn't be surprised if PBS runs a few specials, you know, in the next couple of weeks just because of Ronnie Corbett's death. But I would imagine that on a regular basis, the two Ronnies haven't been seen on PBS in 20 years.
No, probably. Or BBC
yeah.
America.
Right? BBC America. Yeah. I mean, you get to see stuff like, I mean, and rightfully so, you get to see stuff. And now, you've seen Fawlty Towers, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, you know, that is one of the greatest, seriously, one of the greatest sitcoms in the history of television, Fawlty Towers. Now, I don't know if you remember this or not, Esmeralda, but, you know, they tried to do an American version of Fawlty Towers.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and they changed the sex of Basil Fawlty. And Basil Fawlty, by the way, John Cleese's character in Fawlty Towers, is one of the biggest bastards ever on television. Like, he makes Larry David, you know, look like Pooh Bear. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's ridiculous how nasty a character Basil Fawlty is. But that is like one of the funny. So here's who you know who they cast? And I can't remember what they called the show. It wasn't called Fawlty Towers. But, Dan, if you can look it up.
Pain.
Pain?
Yes.
What remind me.
That was the title they gave it.
Yeah, I know, but remind me, because the one that I'm talking about, I don't think it was called Pain.
No, John Larroquette?
Oh, okay, now that was a different one.
How many times have you tried this?
I'm talking about B. Arthur was in it.
Oh, Amanda's by the Sea?
I guess that must be it, because it's B. Arthur was, she ran the hotel,
mm-hmm.
and she was basically Basil Fawlty.
Oh, Amanda's.
Amanda's. That's what it was called.
I don't like that.
No, it was terrible.
I love B. Arthur.
B. Arthur's awesome.
I love Maud.
She was Maud rules. There's no question about it. She was great on Golden Girls, too. But not a good idea. And then, yeah, I guess Payne was, they tried it with Larroquette, too.
No.
You can't, Fawlty Towers, there was only two seasons of Fawlty Towers. Only two. There's less than, I think there's only 15 episodes of Fawlty Towers. Maybe 13 total.
Yeah, I'm never for redoing.
No,
British,
especially
sitcoms.
If you're going to try and fill John Cleese's shoes.
Right.
I mean, give me a break.
There's just no. There's very few. I mean, they were able to do The Office, but that's just because they took it a completely different way.
They did. Yeah, yeah. And you know, I mean, The Office was that was another great show. That was the British version.
Yeah.
And I remember when the American version started, I was like, I'm not going to watch this. There's
I was
no
creeped out by it. In the beginning?
Yeah. It turned out great.
Right.
The American version of The Office is great. There's no question about it. But, you know, the first episode of The Office, the American version, is essentially a beat-by-beat copy of the pilot of the British version.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I watched the first episode of the American version. I'm like, why do I need to even watch this? And I didn't start. I didn't watch it. I didn't watch it until about a month into its run when somebody, I think it was Eric Childress, was like, Nick, you should watch it. Because it's actually really good. And I'm like, no.
Yeah. I remember not being too into it. Because, yeah, he weirded me out.
Who, Carell?
Yeah. Because he was playing Michael Scott? It was creepily. But then he kind of let up and he was a little more.
Yeah.
There's more into his own.
Yeah.
I think.
I mean, he eventually got the character the way it should have. Well, because Gervais played it. Gervais's character was just pathetic. Like, he was weird. He was, you know, he was inappropriate. But it was also like insane. Like every time he did something, you know, offensive or stupid, there was a real bit of pathos to it. Like you felt bad for the guy because
right.
he was pathetic.
And it worked, though.
Yeah, it did. It totally
Steve
worked.
Steve Carell's, it was just like, ugh.
Yeah.
You're gross.
Yeah. All right. We got some people on the line who are talking. Anyway, rest in peace, Ronnie Corbett. British comedy just took a huge loss. If you want to jump in with any comments, 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Yeah. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. The two Ronnies. Ronnie Corbett passed away. He was 85 years old.
Is that the theme?
Yeah.
That was a jam.
Yeah, it's a jam, man. Yeah, you know what, Dan? You want another jam? They had a lot of... Find the Dave Allen at Large. Dave Allen at Large opening theme. That's a jam, too. And, in fact, my friend Scott Oak... Here we go. My friend Scott Oaken's ringtone is the Dave Allen at Large theme is his ringtone. So whenever you call Scott Oaken, that's what somebody is going to hear if they're near him. Is the Dave Allen. The thing about Dave Allen was Dave Allen had like half a finger, like his index finger. I think it was on his left hand, was like gone, like Rom in his Arby's accident. But the thing was, like, Dave Allen would also, similar to what Ronnie Corbett would do, but much more acerbic. Ronnie Corbett was just sweet and funny, and Dave Allen was, like, kind of bitter and very acerbic, and he told a lot of political jokes. And every single episode, he made fun of the Pope. Like, every single episode, at one point, he was dressed like the Pope and doing ridiculous stuff as the Pope. But he would always smoke. He would tell stories, and he would sit down. He would always smoke, but he would always hold the cigarette between the two fingers, and he would use the hand where the finger was a half finger. So he'd be just kind of so distracted. You know, I'm a kid. I'm watching this. I'm like 10 years old, 10, 11 years old. I'm like, look at his finger. So Dave Allen at Large, man. Here's Darlene on WGN. Hey, Darlene.
Hi.
Hi.
Do you remember No Honestly?
Absolutely. No Honestly.
My favorite.
That was great. Yeah, that was a great one. Did you watch Are You Being Served, Darlene?
Once in a while.
Are You Being Served was awesome.
I loved Are You Being Served.
See, Are You Being Served was great. You know, they're doing a new version of that.
I know, I'm scared.
I am scared, too, but I hope it's, you know, I mean, I hope it's good. Yeah, but No Honestly was great. Darlene, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, and Darlene, by the way, or I'm sorry, No Honestly, another jam. Like the...
Those Brits.
What are those, the Brits, man? But, yeah, so, I mean, British comedy. So, but yeah, Are You Being Served was fantastic. And they would show, man, they would do marathons of Are You Being Served.
Right. Yeah. I watched it on PBS.
Yeah. PBS. And, so they, and on BBC America, they would also do, like, it was on constantly.
Oh, I love it.
I do too. It's fantastic. Yeah. I'm telling you. Yeah. But just don't be, you know, don't be messing around trying to do American versions of some of this stuff. Pain. What? I don't remember if they had a Manuel, if there was a Manuel character on the Amanda thing with Bo, with B. Arthur. Don't remember if they actually had a Manuel. My dad used to fall off the chair laughing at Manuel. Boy, Mr. Faulty, he would. And then, like, John Cleese would beat the crap out of the guy. Like, he'd smash him into walls. And I remember one of my favorite moments is he actually, you are a waste of space. And he smashes a spoon on his forehead. That's one of my favorite moments. Here's Mike on WGN. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Nick. How are you?
All right.
Hey, that's a shame. Ronnie Corbett, man. I used to love that program, too, Ronnie's.
Phenomenal. Phenomenal show.
Another thing I want to say, you know, when we were kids, Sunday evenings after 10 o'clock was very difficult because with Monty Python, two Ronnies, Dave Allen, then you had Doctor Who come on.
Yeah.
But then also, I mean, you had the King Biscuit Flower Hour on WLS.
Yeah.
And then you had Dr. Demento.
Dr. Demento on the loop, yeah.
So, I mean, it was a hard choice.
Yeah, because we didn't have DVRs and stuff then. We couldn't, you know what I mean? Like, you can't, you know, you can't get a podcast at that time of Dr. Demento or the King Biscuit Flower Hour. And you can't DVR Two Ronnies and Python. You can't do that back in 1977.
And plus, we only had 5 television stations.
Yeah, exactly.
You know. But, you know, hey, I got a I remember listening to Trower on King Biscuit back like in 77.
Yeah.
Robin Trower concert. And I actually found that on a disc at a gas station.
Really?
You know, I saw it. I saw, you know, King Biscuit Flower Hour, Robin Trower.
Wow.
$5 CD.
Well, that's a buy, man.
Yeah, I picked it up.
I don't blame you. All right, Mike, thanks, man.
All right, have a good day.
Take care. Yeah, man, Trower. You guys have no idea who Robin Trower is.
We know he's Irish because he was featured on our St. Patrick's Day special.
Robin Trower was?
I thought he was.
He's not Irish. Who are you thinking of? It wasn't Robin Trower. Robin Trower's not Irish. He's a, I don't know where, I think Robin Trower's, I don't even think he's British. I think.
It says he's English.
Okay. Who were you thinking? Do you know who you were thinking of?
No, I'll go back.
Okay. Yeah, but Robin Trower is great. Trust me on that. Robin Trower rules. One of the greatest live albums of all time, Robin Trower Live. Simply titled.
Mike reminds me of Rory Gallagher.
Oh, Rory Gallagher. Oh, yeah. Rory Gallagher. Yeah. Yeah, he's Irish. Very Irish. But that, you know, that makes sense because they're both like sort of virtuoso guitarists. So, all right. King Biscuit Flower Hour. Good Lord. Oh, man. I used to listen to that all the time. I'm 90. Okay, we have to break here. We got the news, and then we'll find out what's up on Outside the Loop Radio. All of our regular features, and then Fly James Friday.